from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The war of words between Russia and Turkey over the downing of a Russian warplane continue, with Russian President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warning Moscow not to play with fire. In his words, Russia reacting angrily, threatening ties between the two countries on opposite sides in the Syrian war. Militants have attacked a United Nations base in northern Mali, firing rockets that killed two UN peacekeepers, as well as a civilian contractor, according to officials. There is no word on who is responsible for the attack, which follows a militant assault last week on a luxury hotel in Bamako that left 19 people dead. Special forces in Mali on Friday arrested two men in connection with the hotel attack. Enormous crowds greeting Pope Francis in Uganda today as he delivered his first ever Mass in the country during the second leg of his African tour. Matthews Mpumbuka is from Malawi. He spoke with reporters about what it means to him to have the Pope in Africa.
We renew our faith, you know, because we believe in Jesus Christ. Having never been to Israel, I've never been to Vatican or Rome. Now it's like the real church has come home. So everything that we have believed in Africa, the faith that we have had, I think the Pope's coming to Africa is just reinforcing and renewing that faith and belief that we have in Jesus Christ. So I think it's really bringing home the faith and belief that we have in Jesus Christ and resurrection.
On Friday, Pope Francis praised Uganda for its outstanding response to welcoming refugees from other parts of Africa. Later today, he will hold a rally with young people, visit with charities, and will also visit with religious leaders before going to the Central African Republic tomorrow. This is VOA News.